I'd like to call the July 27th meeting of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission to order. Apologize for how dark it is in here. It's to see the screen a little bit better, so we may flip the lights on and off, depending on what we're doing. First on our agenda for this evening is roll call. Present this evening, we have Commissioners Chase, Flemister, Flowers, Johnson, Thorne, York, and ex officio McClintock. We have Steele and Williams excused. Item two on our agenda is the consent agenda. We have our minutes from the July 13th meeting, as well as the administrative reviews. Are there any questions or edits to the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion second. Made by Commissioner Johnson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner York. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving right along to item three, design review. We have 1410 North 6th Street. So we'll start with a report from staff, and then we'll go over to you and ask you any questions.
Great. Thank you, Chair Chase. I'm just going to pull up the application materials.
And let the record show that Commissioner Johnson is here.
Built in 1906, this is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. The applicant's original intent was to remove the existing aluminum siding and repair the underlying siding. Upon removal, it was found that large portions of the original siding are missing and or damaged beyond repair, and the original double bevel cedar siding would be difficult to source. The applicant does now propose a smooth-faced hardy plank lap siding, 5 1/4 inches with 4-inch reveal. The cedar shake siding on the front and rear gables would be replaced in kind. The soft material was previously replaced with wood that is not exterior grade. This would be replaced with tongue and groove cedar. Belly bands would be included where they currently exist, and over a large fascia at the porch area to replicate the original style. The window trim was found to be damaged and altered, and the window sashes are decayed and held together with duct tape and L brackets. The window frames have been replaced with 2x4 material. The damaged trim will be replaced with wood trim that is a closer match to the original design, and the windows will be replaced with Milgard Composite Ultra Series windows. The new windows will include 13 single-hung windows, which will be 24x60, 30x60, and 24x30, one 30x36 window, and one 24x30 window. Only 3 decorative picture windows and the leaded glass in the front window would not be replaced. Action requested is approval of the above scope of work. The standards that apply are the North Slope Historic District design guidelines for windows and for exterior siding and materials. The analysis is that this property is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District, and as such, is subject to review by this commission. 2 3 picture windows in the front leaded glass would be preserved. 3 the majority of the original windows were found to be altered, rotted, or beyond repair. 4 according to the design guidelines, composite windows are an acceptable replacement material. The window trim would be cedar. The wood siding was covered with aluminum siding. The applicant intended to repair the wood siding if it was intact. 6, the siding was found to be beyond repair and difficult to replicate with wood. 7, hardy plank siding has been approved in this district. 8, the cedar shingle will be replaced in kind. Staff recommends approval of the application.
Thank you. Great, thank you. Is there anything that you wanted to add to the staff report?
The only thing that I would change in the design, in keeping with the original siding configuration in the corners, they have the double bevel siding on the sides. In the very top, there you can see, in the very top are shingles. On the right hand, you can see the aluminum siding we took off. On the left hand side, you can see where there's the beveled siding. So I would, in my drawing, it shows the hardy siding going all the way up, and I would replace that with shake in the top so that I'm just taking off shake and replacing shake.
So cedar shake.
Cedar shake, correct.
And the hardy you're putting on is 4-inch reveal?
4-inch smooth lap reveal.
So is this correct still?
That is correct, yeah. That is
on the dormer is what you're
existing configuration,
about.
Yeah.
So leaving the windows the same size, are you able to meet emergency egress on those single hungs? Which may be something you'll run into the building department.
In the bedrooms.
Yeah.
That's a good question. You need 2.5?
5.7.
5.7.
Yeah. Opening, clear opening. I don't think those will make it. They do have, though, in that same series, a casement window that looks like a double hung. Mm-hmm. That would meet emergency.
So it has a mullion in the center?
Yes. Okay. It has a mullion in the center, and it's a crank open to meet emergency egress, but it looks like the original.
Well, we want to make the building inspectors happy.
Absolutely.
Did you have a meeting with land use already? I know you were in the permit office.
I'm sorry?
Did you have a meeting already with the permit office?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So would that be?
I paid the application that you're talking about. I didn't want to move forward until I got an approval. Oh, I didn't know what I was going to be doing, so I did not.
Maybe the same thing.
However, Mr. York brings up a really good point. And
yeah, so you might check that out before you have your meeting with them, so you've got a backup.
Right. Okay.
Well, I've got some problems, and I'm sure you don't want to hear them, but you're proposing removing this siding, the lap siding, and from your pictures, it looks to be in pretty decent shape, except where the little short pieces have been split by netting those fins. You say there's large sections missing. They're not in the pictures. That looks to be pretty good.
Some of it would be repairable. If on the other side, on the east side of the house, they did some remodeling. They put in different windows at one point, and they replaced it with sheeting. So there are large portions underneath some of the windows that are missing, and the bump out for the gas fireplace is completely gone. It's all hardy.
But as I understand it, that siding is not very difficult to find. In fact, there's a house on Steel Street putting it up right now.
If I may, when we discussed this, Ruben and I thought that this width, though, would be hard to find. And I may not be incorrect, but...
Yeah, I've never found... I worked as a siding installer for years, residential in Tacoma. I've never actually found this. I can't say that it doesn't exist, but we've never been able to source it. I don't know where I would go to source it. We've looked. I couldn't find it. I know that you can sort of replicate it using 4-inch or 6-inch beveled cedar and cut it down, but that's like $1.70 a length of foot.
Well, the guidelines really do frown upon removing historic materials. Mm-hmm. And you're just doing wholesale stripping and redoing even the cedar shakes up in that.
The cedar shakes have been enclosed by the aluminum siding for maybe decades. And to even touch, they are baked on, and to try and finish those, if we were to try to wash those, they would blow off. If we were to try to scrape those, they would split. I've tried in the past to preserve cedar shingles that age. Some you can if they have been left unexposed, but that stuff has been cooking underneath aluminum siding for a long time. It's dry and brittle. You can touch those and they'll crack. And that's part of the problem with some of the horizontal siding, is that it's just been underneath that aluminum siding for so long that it's deteriorated. I put up Tyvek to keep the house from the weather, because it was raining when we did this. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to take it all off. I tried to show some of the areas where they had removed sections to do remodeling. And truth be told, if that porch section was indicative of the siding around the rest of it, we'd probably go ahead and try to save it. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Yeah, well, the porch has been sheltered from the sun more and heat and rain. And so it would be in better shape. I just I wish you could make an effort to save original materials.
You know, I don't disagree with you on the shingles on the top. I'm sure that, and being covered, that they are as brittle as they can be. Mm-hmm. The siding, however, Lawrence Center over at LS Cedar on Vashon Island will either provide you or mill whatever you want. If it's a true 4-inch reveal and it's 1x5 or half by five?
The reveal on that is like 2.5 inches.
Okay. Yeah. I think you can still probably get it for you. But yeah, I don't disagree on the shingles above.
Marshall? Well, I have to tend to agree that if there's material here that can be saved, but I certainly don't have the technical background to be able to comment on the actual quality of this material. But certainly our guidelines would suggest that if there is material, historic material that can be saved, we should try to do that.
We would be replacing just a lot of that. There's bug infestation around the belly bands. There is, I should have ripped off all the siding for the cost of $200 to show exactly what a lot of it looks like. I took a picture of that to show all the holes and the damage from scraping and gouging.
Or perhaps another possibility here is you certainly provided a lot of evidence around windows.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could provide the commission with more pictures and evidence of the deterioration. Mm-hmm. To justify your claim. Not necessarily tearing off more material, but just doing a more thorough job of making the case.
Okay.
I'd be okay with that. The windows, you say they're held together with duct tape and L brackets.
There are many of the double hung windows. Like that, if you go back to that picture, that you can see where that all around that window for like 2 feet is sheeting material. We would. Every single one of the sills has been chopped into. It's been probably in the old pictures that I first submitted. Like there, if you could zoom in, you could see that those window frames are held together by, if you look at the bottom of them, I got, see there, you can see.
Yeah.
And there's one instance where the window is being held in by duct tape.
Are all of them in this condition?
Pardon me?
Are all of them in that dilapidated condition?
The only ones that are in even reasonable shape are the ones of the upper reaches that were somewhat shielded.
Well, it was real common when they're re-siding to chop off all the sills, just with an axe or something, just hack them off.
Yeah.
And that's a problem that Ruben has encountered on his own home. And he managed to replace them so that he didn't have to retrofit windows. Is there dry rot in these?
In the bottom sills.
In the bottoms. That looks like aluminum frames.
Yeah, that's how they attached the aluminum siding to it. They hacked off the trim, and then and that's why some of the casing is I don't know where I'd start. I mean, some of the sashes could probably be rebuilt, but I don't know to what purpose if you can replace the sash with something that looks exactly the same.
Okay, so let's look at, go back and look at the staff's analysis and see if we agree or disagree. And kind of narrow in if we need more information or if people are satisfied with the information we've been provided and they're ready to vote. So obviously it's a contributing structure. Those three picture windows and the front-leaded glass windows will be preserved. Item three is that the majority of the original windows were found to be altered, rotted, and beyond repair. Does anyone disagree with that?
Don't know.
You don't know. So...
yeah, we haven't seen them all, so it's hard to agree or disagree.
So we agree that maybe more information needs to be provided about the windows?
Yes.
Yeah.
And particularly about, I guess, the sashes. Clearly. And the issue of, as Commissioner Johnson was mentioning of restoration of the sills and so forth, but it appears that some of the sashes might be in better condition. It's just very hard to tell from the information that's been provided.
Are most of the windows operable?
No. To my knowledge, two of them that I tried were operable. One of the issues the homeowner has is that somebody flipped this house. They bought it recently. It's their first house. And they did all of the interior work. So part of the problem with rebuilding the existing windows is that you would more than likely end up creating a lot of interior damage, which has already been done. Which is why my recommendation to them was that we could repair the exterior portion of it and use new wood there. The interior has all been redone, and use a window with the same look, or in case of fire egress, same look but different opening configuration to give the building's edifice the same appearance. I didn't realize there'd be such a problem. Every single neighbor has replacement windows there.
It's a catch-22 here. We can't catch everybody who's replacing windows, and some of them were done prior to the historic district being formed. And some people just absolutely do what they want.
And the difficulty in a historic district like this is that when the houses are considered to be historically significant, and we're tasked with the job of enforcing the guidelines that are provided, federal guidelines and state guidelines and local guidelines, on historic properties. A lot of times the costs can't really be considered because though they may have done the inside, now we're looking at the outside, which is affected by those guidelines, and we have to try to follow as closely as we can those guidelines. And so we feel for you, or the owner.
Right.
Does staff have a... I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking, do we have a window inventory guideline to provide them with?
That is on the agenda. later to decide if that's the window tip sheet we want to go forth with. So we are not yet providing that form, but we are providing that information. All those requests have been made in discussions with the applicants.
And I guess another thing I was to bring up in the analysis is that according to the design guidelines, for instance, composite windows are an acceptable replacement material, but only if the original windows are totally trashed. And that goes with the hardy siding, too. We've okayed it in the past, only because there was no other option. And just because we have done it in the past doesn't mean it's an automatic okie-dokie. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say.
Okay, continuing on down through staff's analysis, the other main item is the siding, and the analysis item number 6 says the siding was found to be beyond repair and difficult to replicate with wood. Do we feel that we have enough information on the siding, or do we need more information on that as well? Well, if that's seeming like the consensus, would someone like to... Is there any further discussion that anyone on the commission would like to have, or any questions you'd like to ask?
I think I'd like to just make a clarification here. It's what the commission is asking for is they're asking for more information.
Okay.
They're not saying,
no.
But in order to say yes to your proposal, they've got to have more definitive information about the conditions.
So that would be
And because you're doing kind of the entire house, that makes it that much more important for us. I mean, it's much easier for somebody who's just working on one section or whatever to come in with, you know, the pictures of the windows and pictures of the siding and so forth and so on. But here, you know, you're doing the entire exterior of the house, and so it really requires that level of inventory and of information for the commission.
Okay, may I ask a question? How can I best provide that information? What would I need to show to make a determination?
The best approach I feel is to, first of all, take a look at the guidelines so you know what you're up against.
Okay,
and it's not us. It's the guidelines. And then go about documenting the material to be able to show us as clearly as possible, whether that's photographically or whatever way you choose, that these things need to be replaced.
Okay.
And also, I think maybe a really good way to do that is by facade. Mm-hmm. So if you'd say, well, this is the facade, these are the windows, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, whatever. This is a siding from this side. This is a siding from that side. This is a siding from that side.
And highlighting where that missing siding is would be very helpful, so we can get that bigger picture of how much is missing, so that we can make that. Because I think your intent is spot on, and we want to encourage that. And I think, especially with that, you have those ghost lines of where the trim was, and that you want to replicate that. That's exactly what we want to encourage. So we just need a little bit more information so that we can make a definitive decision for you.
All right. And if I work with a window restoration service in the past, should I get, I noticed in the guidelines there was a cost balance factor there. Should I get estimates on what it would cost to repair these?
Yes.
As, sure. Okay.
That would be helpful.
In fact, your the window company that you have been working with may actually have done this kind of inventory work before on other buildings, and so they may very well know exactly what they need to provide to the commission. So,
so are we, would someone like to make a motion?
Or I just want to recap what the commission wants so that we're all clear.
Yes, that's great.
So we've had a few discussions about this property. So we'd like to see a bid comparing the wood with the new material.
Okay.
More documentation of the siding problems on all the facades.
Okay.
And then each window that needs to be replaced inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be really great if it was numbered so we could find locate it on the building as well.
One more question.
That one? Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Mr. York?
Yes.
You said there was a company that can replicate this.
We can't recommend specific companies.
Okay.
We can offer a list through staff has resources that they can provide, but we can't make a specific recommendation as to one company.
All right.
So.
Okay. So
great.
Contact you for the...
Sure. If commissioners have suggestions and want to send them to me, I can definitely forward them on, just with the stipulation that these are just vendors that we know of, but are not recommending or in some way vouching for their services.
In your photos, if you could also have some close-ups, instead of just a general shot of a window, show us the rot. Show us the corners that are coming apart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it's bad, definitely get in there close and take a photo, because that shows us that something's
wrong. Yeah, even if you can stick your finger into the wood, do it for the picture.
I also think the organization of the photos is important, because these were all sent kind of in separate emails, so it would be really great to know where they are.
But I know some.
Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. We do need to make a motion, though, so you can move on. So would someone like to make a motion regarding this application?
Well, I will say I move that we delay a decision on 1410 North 6th Street until we have heard back from the contractor with more specific information.
Great. Motion made by Commissioner Johnson. Is there a second?
Good.
Seconded by Commissioner Flemister. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in... Oh, sorry. Commissioner Flemister. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it really was me. I really didn't say something. It's okay. I know you can see me from...
Sorry.
I know she said something at the exact same time.
Yeah. Okay.
She said it.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you saying that.
Okay, so one final question. I need to resubmit an application or just... Okay.
Just the requested materials.
Okay. All right. And so get on the docket for good next.
So we would need those before the 1st.
Okay. All right.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to item 4, board briefings for 720 North I Street. I think, I'm having technical difficulties here. That's for it. Staff's going to give us a little background, but... because this is a briefing and we want to give really good feedback to the applicant, let's try to keep our comments, clustered together around the same thing instead of kind of shooting off, stick to one topic at a time, and then if everyone wants to comment on that one thing, do that then and then move on to the next item so that we kind of hash everything out about one item all at once. So just wanted to put that out there. So Steph?
Thank you, Chair. 720 North I Street is in the North Slope Historic District. It is a contributing structure that was built in 1893. The applicant would like the Commission's feedback on a proposed new garage and roofline alteration. The proposal is to add a deck in the back of the current rear addition and replace the rear siding with wood or hardy plank and raise and extend the rear gambrel roof across the back facade. And there were some
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, sir, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Please tell us about your project, what you're hoping to do.
Okay, so, well, the house, as you can see from that one rear picture, is a little nasty right now. I don't know exactly what's been done over time. Right now, I don't know whether you have the, oh yeah, you do have the picture. It has the small gambrel roof on the right-hand side there. And I was wanting to extend it over the entire width of the house for two purposes. One, I think it would look better. And because I think that area where I have shown a railing there, where, which would be a small deck, I think that's been added onto the house at some time long ago. And it's changed the look of the back of the house. Plus, that would give me more headroom up on the third floor, obviously, if I did that, which would make that a more usable area. And obviously, whoever changed the siding on the bottom, they put T111 on horizontally, which is lovely. So that would have to be changed. And as you can see, most of the shingles on the back are in pretty sad shape. And windows have been taken out, and they just ran the shingles right up where they were removed from. So I think that whole back of the house would probably have to be re-shingled. Sorry.
Okay, so the main things that you're just making sure that I have the whole list would be the roofline change and expanding the upper story living space. Replacing or repairing the siding?
Yeah, I think it's beyond repair because it's so cut up. The the stuff on the first floor could be replaced. I was thinking with hardy plank to match the existing reveal, which is, I think it's about 5 1/4 inches. It's got a clapboard on there now on the rest of the house with kind of a scalloped edge. Probably could be remanufactured. I'm familiar with LS Cedar, so they could probably do that.
And it would just be this elevation?
Yes.
This is the only one that
this
has
is
the shingles?
Yeah, this is the only side that they have done what they've done to. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, replace the upper portion with shingles. Because there's been, you can probably see there's two windows there that have been, you know, done over. And obviously, if I was able to do the new gambrel roof on the top, they would have to re-side it anyway from up there.
Okay. Marshall, do you have any feedback?
Well, I wanted to give the commission a little historical background on this house. And don't everybody sigh, since I do this with some regularity. There are four houses here. Starting with, I think, 714, running to 724 on this side of the street. They're all from 1893. They were all built by, the developer, rather, was Charles Drury, who has a very interesting story. The architect was probably, we're not exactly sure, but probably George Ballard, who was a well-known Tacoma architect at this time. He was doing other work for Mr. Drury at this time, and so he's listed on those houses. So we sort of think that since these houses were being built at the same time, probably.
You mean the adjacent four, or you said it's a group of four, or what?
There were about, there's a group of four here, but there were about eight houses that he was building at that time. This is 1893. This is later this year, the crash is going to occur, and so everything's going to stop in Tacoma. But this was the boom of the 1890s, and Mr. Drury was in the tailoring trade. He had the largest tailoring business in the Northwest at the time. He had shops in Tacoma, in Seattle, in Portland. He would later be on the school board when the decision to make the Stadium High School to use the old hotel to create Stadium High School and so forth. So he's very much involved in Tacoma and so forth. At this time, he's investing a lot of money in building houses and so forth. His own house would be up at North K and North 9th corner there, also built at this time. That one is, we know, is George Ballard as the architect. So likely these houses also, his development projects also probably being Ballard as well. But we don't know that for sure. They're all kind of the same height, same size. These are all very sort of standard lot sizes here. This house, in particular, is in some ways not really a mirror image, but shares some similarities to 714, two doors to the right as we're looking on the alley side here, which also has the gambrel roof and also has a little gambrel roof dormer coming out, similar to this, but on the other side of the house. The house at 724, to the left of this one on the alley, has a front-facing gambrel roof similar to the one here on this house on the front of it. All of them are slightly different, but they're sort of similar in shape and size and so forth. So I just kind of wanted to give you that sort of background. The house, I'm sure as Mr. Brown knows, has not seen the most tender care over the years. A previous owner basically had taken this backside and taken all the windows out, and they were told they had to have at least some windows back here, so there's some of them were opened up again. A lot of sort of damaged stuff done on this backside. Front is still reasonably in good condition, I think.
Yeah.
And a very handsome house. This area of North I is known as Job Carr's Mountain. It was before it was developed was an area that had a kind of an opening in the forest up the hill from Old Town. And so people used to come up to that area to picnic and to get the view out over Commencement Bay. And of course, later on, houses came in. So I'll shut up now.
Do we have any other commissioners have any comments about this proposal? Any feedback or guidance they can offer?
So just I don't have the packet, so if you forgive me for not understanding. What you're talking about is removing the existing gambrel, making it larger and centered on the back. Is that correct?
Yes.
Like that drawing shows?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what's not showing is the, or that's the ridge line faintly. It's going to meet at that ridge line?
Yeah, it would meet at the ridge line.
Does the front facade gambrel roofline meet?
Yes, it's at the same height.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would it be a mirror image of this? Like same pitch and everything?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It looks
so extend through, essentially?
Excuse me?
It would extend through to the back, essentially?
Well, we've got the gambrel from the side
right.
That is breaks all that up.
So the plane that exists for the gambrel right now, are you planning on extending that out?
Yes.
That's what you're planning on doing?
No.
And enlarging
no.
it? Or you're keeping it where it's at?
Just going straight up.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought he meant the front, sorry.
So it'll be in the same general location?
Yes.
Same plane.
Same plane.
Like you said, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess one question that I have is, looking at your drawing here, and I realize this is obviously not a, this is a sketch, not an architectural drawing. I don't see how you can get the height that you think you have to be able to do the little balcony thing and doorway.
Because that extends, that's bumped out from the back of the house. It's probably bumped out 5 feet. So you can see from the shadow line right there that that is bumped out.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I'm saying that I don't see how you, I don't see if you're going to stay this, basically this height or maybe a couple of feet more, how you're going to get a door in there.
The perspective is because I'm much lower when that picture was taken. Uh-huh. So that gambrel that's on there now is probably, the height of that is probably, just guessing, 5 to 6 feet below
the peak of the roof.
The peak of the roof, yeah. Mm.
I am not sure that it's that far below the peak. I mean, have you measured that? Have you, do you know
I,
that?
No, I haven't been up there to measure it.
Five or six.
Can we see the picture? I don't think you have that much room to go up. I think it's more on the order of between 4 and 2 feet.
You mean the differential between the
between the main roof and the dormer
right.
Roof there. I just don't think there's that much space there.
Just need to throw a quadcopter up there with a camera.
Well, I can get up there.
Well, so
I've been up on the roof before.
That will be determined if that's possible through your measurements. Are we
I didn't talk to the building department, and my house is just measuring with the tape measure from the ground. It's very close to the 35 feet height limit. Mm-hmm. So I would have to have the elevation survey to make sure that I can even do this. But this is sort of my first stop.
I think at least it's on the rear of the building.
Yes.
So there's I think latitude with that and the guidelines for the things that you can do. I think matching the gambrel on the front would be really important and not having it bump up above or be kind of out of scale. I think that's really important. And if the rest of the cladding on the house is like those thin wood clapboards and then wood shingles, I would be hesitant to say, oh, just put hardy plank on the rear, because it's just such a small, in the scheme of things, it's a small portion of the entire envelope. And I would think it would be better to match. But I don't know. I'd have to look at the guidelines again if that's required. But that would be my recommendation on that. And I think it would look really nice, too, to have that continuation. But especially if you demonstrate that it's not able to be repaired. Just like you sat through the previous discussion.
Yeah.
We just need documentation in order to determine that.
Yeah, I haven't taken off that T111, but I'm pretty sure there's nothing underneath.
Yeah, the T111, that's...
He's talking right.
Yeah, we wouldn't require you to put T111 back up. So, it's always better if it's an improvement on non-original
right.
Store. But it would be nice if it matched. So, that's my thought. I think the window configuration... I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I don't know how others feel. Obviously, we would need more information, but
sure.
I think it seems to be going in a good direction. But once you have more, we would like to see more.
Are you considering, that window is missing too? Do you have any thoughts of putting it back? Because you said there's two that were covered, patched. Would you be interested in putting on back
there
as well?
There is a shower there.
Okay. So, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I see, there's two windows that have been replaced. They're taken out and covered a lousy job of shingling.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So that would have to be fixed and probably would require new shingles. And then there's some scallop shingles along the bottom course.
Yes.
And then that must be like a crown
they
little. Rest to.
Yeah.
So maintain that. And have any problems with
proposal, if it works.
Okay.
Question that staff had. So staff did have a question for the commission, and we were wondering how you felt about adding another gambrel to this building.
In addition to the one?
I mean, this gambrel addition, in addition to the side gambrels that are existing and the front gambrels that already exist. If you felt that addition was appropriate or something in a more simple roof line.
Something what?
In a more simple roof line.
No, it should stay a gambrel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a question, guys.
Since it is on the back, and an alley, a dead-end alley, so it's not like there's traffic through there.
Yeah, it's probably fine. Perfect. Yeah, I, again, my big concern when I read the sort of looked at the drawings and so forth was that your intention was actually to raise the main roof up higher, and so I was kind of like, okay, that's a bridge too far.
the way that the small gambrel, that's kind of just upstairs is a long room,
sure, mm-hmm,
with a 6 foot maximum height, mm-hmm, maybe, and then there's a couple of little other rooms off of that I don't even have any idea what they were ever used for, mm-hmm, and so it's very, you know, it's storage is all it can be used for right now. Where if I could,
well, at one point it was a duplex.
Yeah, I think it's been a house and a duplex and back and forth.
Yeah.
And,
I did have a question though. I couldn't. You're also talking about the garage.
I'd like to build a garage. I've got the only house on the alley there that doesn't have a garage.
But I couldn't figure out your drawing.
No, there's actually a patio, and then there, I was going to do a.
So it's going to be at least 6 feet away from the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we go back to the picture, the actual picture of the back of the house that we have?
Yeah, you might be able to see a little bit of something there.
And maybe.
So if you go zoom out.
Zoom up a little bit. I've lost my. It's not working very well.
Bless you.
Minus.
Of course.
I've been having technical difficulties with this computer.
Wait.
Can you pan? Yeah?
There we go.
Okay, so where that masonry wall is there?
Be zoomed back further.
On the bottom? Yeah, the CMU block. Okay, that's. Okay, there, that's much better. Okay, so the alley, you can see my truck is parked there, so there's like 25 feet from the alley to that concrete wall, and then on the other side of the concrete wall, even to the bumped out portion is probably, I would say, 12 to 15 feet.
Okay, from the CMU wall to the actual house is another 12 feet, which doesn't, yeah, you're right, that doesn't show very well at all. Okay.
So the plan is,
so where I've got the car and the truck parked, I would like to have a garage.
Okay.
So
single or double?
Was your plan to have, is it like two buildings? Is that the idea?
What I would do would be basically two garages. What I've got is, it's kind of, you can't really tell, but it's, the alley is fairly well sloped right there, and I think that's probably why there wasn't a garage built there. But I would do a garage basically at the level it is at now on the right hand side, and then step down and have a walkway between that and the other garage, and then step down again to get down low enough to where I can access from the alley to the other garage.
So what's the fall from like the far right hand side of the photo? I mean, how many feet do you reckon it goes down?
It's the lot's 35 feet wide, uh-huh, and it goes a little over 2 feet. So I figure if I had the first garage, then step down a foot to the walkway, and then step down another foot to the other garage, or, you know, roughly speaking.
Why don't you just build it up and build a double car garage?
Because then it's too steep to get in out of the alley. You'd have to come up 2 feet out of the alley in order to get into the garage.
Oh, so you're saying that the alley goes 2 feet along with the line of the land?
Yes.
So it's a continuous
alley. I don't know.
Okay.
Does the alley continue? That's where you see.
And the roof line of the garage would be the same. I'd have, you know, like an 8-foot garage on this side and a 10-foot high garage on that side. So the roof would be straight across.
And are you thinking what kind?
I was thinking just a flat roof, because I would like to preserve as much light into the back patio area there mm-hmm. as possible.
And that 12 to 15 feet gap, you're saying, is sort of the patio area
yeah.
along the back of the house?
Right.
Mm. In this dry, what's open? What is that?
Oh, just this would be to the neighbor's garage, and I would want. Oh.
What's that?
What did I do there? Oh, this is looking from the back, and I was thinking of just having
the
tool
back
storage.
Of the house.
The back of the garage.
Yeah, just be the back of the
yeah,
garage.
Yeah, and steps going up to where the walkway is between
okay.
the two.
So a site plan would be really helpful.
Yeah.
For the when you are ready to do that, just to orient ourselves with.
The other thing that I would suggest that you do before you get too far along in your garage planning mm-hmm. is the city now has an open space requirement for backyards, and I don't know whether you are going to meet it.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't mention anything to me about that.
And then in the design review guidelines, isn't there a section for garages and things like that? So I would review that, and because that'll talk about what's a compatible garage design for the the roof type, the pitch, all of that. So it'll cover that for you. There's latitude, so it doesn't have to be this exact, you know, same copy of garage along every alley. But
and I can tell you that the two large garages next to you are part of the reason why there is now that open space requirement.
Neither one of them have their backyard.
There are plenty. There are other examples of that, but those are two good examples of sort of bad backyard use and oversized building. So anyway, yeah. So just so you know that, and so I would check into that and see, you know, before you get too far along.
Okay.
Great. Is there any other feedback you'd like, or does anyone else have any comments?
No, I just give a useful summarizing that. You know what we'd like to see when you come back.
Oh, I think that's probably my job, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm just throwing it back to you, Katie. I'm going to put you in.
It's like I'm just trying to take notes. So for the roof line, we would just want to have it clear that it matches the gambrel in the front,
as well as the height.
As the height, yes, yeah. The height, the pitch, all of that matches, and that it doesn't pop up over that main.
No, I can't really hire.
Exactly. that if you want to change out the siding or do something with the siding, that you investigate repairing it first, document it, and that you replace in kind. And that for the garage, that you do a site plan for us and also look into the design review guidelines to give you guidelines for how to build the garage. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Wonderful. You're on the right track.
Sounds good.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for coming to see us. Okay. Moving on to preservation planning and board business. Do you need the light on?
Oh.
I can do it.
Oh, go.
You go ahead, Warren.
Thank you. So, commissioners, I'm just going to do a quick rundown of some of the events we've had. We did the first walk in the neighborhood history walk. So we did the East Side Walk last Saturday, which was actually a really, really good turnout. 30-plus people. News Tribune showed up. Some of you may have seen the photos. Very excited. People want to do this again. We've got the Proctor Walk coming up on the 17th and the Hilltop Walk coming up on August 27th. That time has been changed to 9:30 a.m. to accommodate for the Hilltop Street Fair. And we're hearing that this is something that the community really wants, we'd love to have any input on people who are walking tour guides. It's actually a lot of work to do the research and create a brochure for a walk. I know a lot of people know a lot more about their neighborhoods than I do. So is anybody out there who's got a burning desire or knows someone who has a burning desire to lead tours or assist with that, please let us know as we develop this series. On the other side, we have got our History Happy Hour Trivia Night, which is a free and fun event. This is the third annual one. We're going to partner with the Washington State History Museum and Tacoma Historical Society for some state and city trivia. So if you have time, come on out to the Swiss. That's August 17th at 7 p.m., so always fun there. We also have Downtown on the Go's UWT / Prairie Line Trail Walk on October 5th at 12 p.m. led by Michael Sullivan. Those walks I hear turned out hundreds of people, so that's going to be busy. And then this is something a little bit new for Arts Month, which is October in the city of Tacoma. We are doing a So You Bought an Old House series. Yeah. The first one, which is not on this calendar yet because we just scheduled it, is going to be October 6th. In the evening, 5:30 to 7, I believe, at B Sharp, and it's going to be led by Brennan Willow talking about remodeling historic interiors. And then the second one is going to be a lighting restoration workshop led by Tacoma Lamp Repair, and they're going to talk about how to restore historic light fixtures, and they're going to be doing a hands-on workshop at Earthwise. So that's going to be pretty exciting to see them work on some things. You can bring in some parts. We'll have more information about that later. We're getting a lot. We're trying to really promote trades and historic trades, and so we have a lot of new vendors coming to us and suggesting different ideas. So we're not trying to promote any specific vendor over another. If another vendor wants to come and talk about a different topic, we are open to that and would love to get them on the schedule. So that's something we're going to be doing a little bit more of. We had a really good reception at our Windows workshop, so people want to do that. And then we have our third annual Holiday Heritage Swing Dance, Remember the Railroad, in November, but that's far away, so we'll talk about that later. Thank you.
Great. Did you want to discuss the Windows checklist?
I do. Thank you. So, the much requested Windows checklist. So, based on feedback we received in May, staff edit it according to your requests, and this is the version that we have now, and so we just would like an approval to make this final, and then we will attach it to applications and send it out.
Not a moment too soon.
Constant battle, right?
Mm-hmm. We really should call it the Window Replacement Commission, I think.
So we reviewed this once before.
Correct.
So.
Yes. And there were just some suggestions for grammar and wordsmithing, so you want to make sure that this is what you want to out there.
I think it's really good.
Exciting. Great. Right. So is there a motion to approve this, or did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, I was just going to ask if something in here should suggest or indicate that in the process of doing this, it might be smart to check code because there are changes that would require, for instance, if you're changing out a historic window in a bedroom to meet emergency egress. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
so it might be advised to review the code.
Well, we do have that note to contact Tacoma Permits. With this applicant was referred to us from permits, so I suppose step was missed in the information.
Somebody didn't look.
So you're saying that it's covered already in the permitting process and that...
I mean, but I still feel like it's better. I mean...
Oh, no, it's mentioned here. Like,
the egress thing is mentioned?
Oh, no, just contact permits.
That's not the same thing to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's even just, do you think you need to be so specific as to say that, or just say that codes supersede or have precedence, maybe?
Well, I think there should be some definition there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
talk to people, not weekly, but from time to time.
Issue.
That it's a recurring issue.
So you want
it's
to be specific?
It's very confusing to people who don't do this sort of thing.
I mean, this has come up in every other meeting we've had for the last, I don't know how many months. It's recurring.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like I get contact permits, but I mean, also as you prepare, why would you, the sooner you know, the better prepared you are. So I feel like if you can tell people from the outset, I bet permits will thank you. So, might as well. Just let them know.
Fewer phone calls for me.
Yeah, I know. Can you tell that I care about this? You
have that t-shirt, don't you?
Any other comments?
Permitting? Mm-hmm.
I do not.
So, in order so that we
burn it, I don't need it anymore.
I would like this to be something that can, after this meeting, potentially, like, we make a motion that with those changes, that then it can be put to use instead of it having to come back to us.
No,
keep delaying it.
It's up to you.
I just wanted to put that as a suggestion.
I agree.
For whoever wants to make the motion, that you might include that in there so we can get this moving and out to applicants.
Yeah, I just want to note that I think it's beyond referencing the code, but giving that detail of matter of, like, you know, the Preservation Commission has this one set of guidelines, but the code outweighs, and so blah, blah, blah. Because one thing I know, people don't read.
No, they don't. Great. Okay. Is there a motion?
I move that the, what are we calling this, windows checklist be approved with the addition of comments by Commissioner York regarding egress added to it and be available to be issued to applicants.
Motion made by Commissioner Schlosser. Is there a second?
I second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Thorne. Any other discussion or comments? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for your hard work on this. Hopefully it helps. Okay, was that everything with preservation planning and board business?
Yes.
Okay. Chair comments, there in your packet, right, was the city manager's response to our letter about the Tacoma Public Library's request room. I thought it was a good response. I feel like we should continue to follow that thread and make sure that while it is a standard budget thing where people have to review their budgets at this time of year, that we don't want to just forget about it. So, but I appreciated the speedy response from the city manager.
I've seen three different responses from him. They all are quite similar. So obviously that helps the speediness.
Well, that's very true, yes. But I think it's because people got angry about it. And so
sure.
Good. It's important. So that's all that I know. Yes, Lauren.
I have some new business to introduce.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be my last meeting.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be working for the city of Tacoma, so I cannot understand the commission.
Oh, my.
Well, cognitive problems.
Congratulations, so that you don't have to commute anymore.
Long range planning.
She's joining our team.
Okay.
Long range planning, so.
Yay. We'll miss you.
We'll be glad to see you, but glad that you're in town.
Wow. And we'll be excited to see you in the office.
Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Walk up the hill, it'll be good. Thank you. It was a pleasure serving with all of you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sad
to see you, though.
I'm sure. That's what you know. Yeah.
All right. I don't have any further comments. So, meeting adjourned.
Yay.
So, I thought I'd never say this. However, Mr. Gazeki.